Plant-based diets are gaining in popularity, with over 40% of Americans saying they're now making an effort to eat more plant-based foods. And it makes sense. Research has long demonstrated the health benefits of this approach, but many people still have questions about whether you can get all the nutrients you need in this way. So in the next few minutes, we're going to put this and other questions on plant-based eating to Dr. Banu Iyer, an endocrinologist with Atlantic Medical Group Thyroid Center at Summit. This is Building Healthier Communities, the podcast from Atlantic Medical Group. I'm Michael Carice. And Dr. Iyer, can you start by giving us a general description of a plant-based diet?
The plant-based diet basically includes whole grains, legumes, vegetables, and fruits, which provides, and it's been proven to be nutritionally adequate. So basically no meat, dairy, or eggs.
So what's the difference between a plant-based diet and being vegan?
So vegan means a plant-based diet, but it is easy to be eating wrong as well by just being vegan. So when I say whole food plant-based diet, it means whole grains and nothing refined. But when you're vegan, it means you're avoiding meat, dairy, and eggs, but it could be possible that you are not eating right by eating, you know, refined grains, processed food, which is vegetarian, which has no meat, dairy, or eggs, but it is not the right kind of diet.
Not healthy nutritionally.
Yeah, not healthy nutritionally.
So who should consider a plant-based diet?
Almost everybody, I would say, starting from kids, starting from pregnant women to elderly, and because it has been proven beyond doubt that it has not only helped us prevent diseases like diabetes, heart disease, chronic kidney complications, high cholesterol, stroke, cancer, but it has also been proven not only to help manage, but also reverse conditions such as diabetes and heart disease, which no drug has done before. So I think it should be a diet which probably all should adopt.
So how do you ensure that you're getting enough nutrients on a plant-based diet?
Let me first start with telling as to how I embarked on this journey of whole food plant-based diet. I'm an endocrinologist. I've been practicing endocrinology for over 12 years. And as an endocrinologist, I treat patients with diabetes and hypercholesterolemia and obesity and metabolic syndrome and PCOS and so on and so forth. And these are the conditions which are the chronic health problems in our country. And I started feeling tired of the way I was practicing it because it was not a very gratifying experience to start patients on insulin, add medications when they come for their visits, start medications, increase the dose of medications, because it was more like treating disease and we were really not doing much to prevent it or help reverse it or maintain it better. We were not doing much to promote health and well-being. So I embarked on this journey of whole food plant-based diet over about 2 to 3 years ago. And it has been the most gratifying experience of practicing medicine because for the first time in my career, I was able to actually stop insulin on quite a large number of patients, reduce the dose of medications just by practicing diet. I was seeing patients lose those pounds, which, I mean, it was just like almost butter melting. And it was just by practicing this diet and without any side effects from medications. So that's how I embarked on this journey. Now, whether it is nutritionally adequate, yes, it is. And the misconception, especially about protein, because whenever you say you're a vegan or you're practicing whole food plant-based diet, the first question I'm always asked is, doctor, where do I get my protein from? In protein, first of all, the more the better is not true. It is based on your weight. It's based upon your activity level. And it is very hard to underdose on your protein if you're putting the right food on your plate. Whole food plant-based diet is nutritionally adequate, and it is able to give you the right amount of protein, which is about 0.8 to 1 gram per kilogram of your body weight.
What are the food sources that are high in protein that people should be aware of to add in or just be sure they're getting enough of?
There are, first of all, are whole grains like the brown rice, quinoa. Quinoa is one of the plant which is considered to be complete in protein. It has all the essential amino acids. There is lentils, there is legumes, there is nuts and seeds. So there is a huge variety of them. And with plant-based diet, you are basically supposed to mix and match, which means not the same protein or the same kind of food every day. So you have to have a variety of grains on a daily basis. And you have a lot to choose from. So that's the way to go.
What do you tell your patients about taking a supplement of any kind, vitamins and so forth, while they're on a plant-based diet?
Okay, so first, I am not a big believer of vitamin supplements in the form of pills. As far as you are putting the right stuff on your plate and eating the right food, you get all the nutrition you need from all the fruits and vegetables and the grains and the nuts and the seeds. So as far as you're eating right, you're good. But there are a few things which you need to be careful of when you're on a whole food plant-based diet. One, there are four things. One is vitamin D. As you would know, a lot of people who are being tested are for vitamin D levels. We have been noticing that almost about 70 to 80% of the times, their vitamin D levels are lower than where it's supposed to be. And it is not because of a plant-based diet. It's because of the way we live. In the East Coast, there is less exposure to sun. And when it's summer, we're out in the sun, yes, but we have sunscreen on us. So sunscreen blocks about 99% of the sun absorption. And vitamin D is synthesized in the skin with the help of the sun. So that's number one. And so basically, when you are on a plant-based diet as well, you might be a vitamin D deficient. And if it is, you have to probably take supplements and also get plant-based milk, which is fortified with vitamin D, and which is most of the plant-based milk, such as coconut milk, soy milk, or almond milk nowadays is fortified with vitamin D. All you have to do is look at the back of the container and look for supplementation to see if it's at least 30 to 40% of vitamin D. The second thing is the vitamin B12. B12, generally, you get it from the intestinal bacteria. Unfortunately, we are not in the day and age where we would get a fruit right off the soil and just wipe it and eat it. And those soil bacteria used to help make vitamin B12 in our intestines. But we cannot do that anymore. So a vegan diet or whole food plant-based diet, you have to watch out for your B12. So a B12 supplement may be needed if your levels are low. The third is the EPA DHA, which is basically seen in fish oil, and it is not available in a whole food plant-based diet, but you are nowadays get the EPA DHA supplement in the form of an algae, which is a vegan form of the EPA DHA. And that's where basically the algae is what is eaten by the fish, and that's where we get our EPA DHA from by eating fish. So that's the third thing. And the fourth is probiotics. So you have to make sure you have good, healthy gut bacteria. So these are the four things. Other than this, you really don't need any kind of supplement as far as you're eating a good, well-balanced, nutritionally adequate whole food plant-based diet.
So aside from maybe developing some deficiencies that you just addressed, which can be dealt with, are there any other downsides or risks to a plant-based diet?
There is absolutely no risks, and it in fact helps promote good health and well-being. And it is basically the right kind of diet, which is what humans were basically meant to eat anyway.
So this question of affordability does come up from time to time, folks saying vegetables and fruits are more expensive or can be than the processed foods that are leading to so much of the trouble that you're talking about with diabetes and other problems. What do you say about the affordability question?
I think it is the whole market is lately geared to manufacturing things which are promoting good health. And there are a lot of wholesale shops and online marketing which has reduced the prices of organic fruits, vegetables, and whole grains lately. So I think it's consumer-driven market, and if we all start eating healthy, and that's where the market is going towards as well. So I think it's better to spend money on eating right than spending money on medications, don't you think?
I would agree completely, yeah. So as we wrap up here, what are the worst foods that people are eating? What are the things they really should be avoiding as they think about improving their diet?
Basically, high cholesterol or high saturated fat. Saturated fat and trans fat should be not a part of human diet at all. There is no permissible limit, according to me. Saturated fat should be almost zero. And trans fat should be zero. And saturated fat basically comes from meat and eggs and dairy. So if you're avoiding these three, there is absolutely no way saturated fat can get into your food. Yes, but there is a plant-based saturated fat, which is coconut oil, which you also need to avoid if your cholesterol is already high. So human body is designed to make cholesterol, so there is no need for us to put cholesterol in our diet. That's an absolute no, is saturated fat and trans fat. And trans fat comes from eating junk food. We all know that should go. And sugary beverages, including sodas and juice. So if you really want to, I know all these health smoothie stores and the and fresh juice stores are popping up. But basically, I would highly encourage you to eat the fruit rather than drink it as a juice, because the fiber in those fruits are also as essential as the juice in the fruit as well. So, yeah, so basically no saturated fat, no trans fat, and no sugary beverages. And then you embark on your journey for a whole food plant-based diet.
Well, that's all great advice. I want to thank you very much for being with us today and sharing all that with our listeners.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Banu Iyer is an endocrinologist with Atlantic Medical Group Thyroid Center at Summit. And to schedule a consultation with her, you can call 908-522-5644. Thanks for checking out this episode of Building Healthier Communities, the podcast from Atlantic Medical Group. If you found it helpful, please share it on your social channels or check out the full podcast library for additional topics that may interest you. I hope you'll join us next time.